This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. A former key official in the White House National Security Council told the impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump Thursday that it is a fictional narrative that Ukraine and not Russia meddled in the 2016 U.S. election. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Diplomat David Holmes heard a phone call in July between President Trump and EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland. The president was heard asking, is he going to do it?
Ambassador Sondland replied that he's going to do it, adding that President Zelensky will do anything you ask him to do.
Holmes says Sondland later told him the president doesn't care about Ukraine, only the big stuff.
Big stuff, like the Biden investigation that Mr. Giuliani is pushing.
Former advisor Fiona Hill pointed out incendiary comments about Ukraine by President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
He was clearly pushing forward issues and ideas that would, probably come back to haunt us. And in fact, I think that that's where we are today.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Thursday that corruption allegations against him were tantamount to a coup. He said the investigators weren't after the truth, they are after me. His statements came after the country's attorney general charged Netanyahu with corruption and other charges, AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Capping a three-year investigation, Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit charged Netanyahu with fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three different scandals. It is the first time a sitting Israeli prime minister has been charged with a crime. According to the indictment, Netanyahu accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars of champagne and cigars from billionaire friends, offered to trade favors with a newspaper publisher, and used his influence to help a wealthy telecom magnate in exchange for favorable coverage on a popular news site. Netanyahu has denied any wrongdoing.
That's Karen Chamas of AP. This